Thank you for tuning in to the Cooked Official Podcast. I'm your host, Dibble, and I am joined with
Lando Next Door,
DJ Zeus. Let's get it.
We are on the fourth episode today, and yeah, we're back. How are you guys feeling? We're feeling good.
You don't sound lit, man. Hey, now we good. I'm good. I'm chilling. Now we lit, bro. I'm in episode four, man. I'm glad.
Me too.
I'm glad we're being consistent.
We're being consistent. Today's upload is on a... we're shooting on Thursday. We normally shoot on Wednesdays. But we're going to upload on Sunday to just kind of experiment, you know? But yesterday, our original shoot day was my mom's birthday. So, you know, I had to go celebrate with her.
Big shout out,
you know,
moms.
Big shout out, moms. Mm-hmm. Love you. You know?
Happy birthday.
But now, we're shooting on Thursday now. And then... we're going to upload on Sunday just to see how it, you know, pans out. But anyways, I was thinking about what we should talk about on this episode, because not going to lie, last week has been kind of dry on like the news. Facts. You know, like nothing has been really been stirring up with the pot since like Kwan died and like that Tyreek Hill shit. So I was really like, what the fuck are we going to talk about, you know? And I just came up with something because, you know, every single time I go out with Zeus... and, like, just I'm outside with Zeus, like, people come up to him all the time because everybody knows who he is. And they, like, know who I am, but they don't know who I am. Same thing goes with Lindo to a certain extent.
That's a bar.
Yeah. Bar. Bars. But, no, they don't really know who I am. So, and Lindo. Like, he worked at Baja's, so, like, people kind of know what he's about, but to a certain extent. So today's episode is going to be our backstories, our origin stories. Woo! Our origin. Same. Lore galore.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes. Yeah. Nah, it's going to be pretty exciting, bro.
Yeah, we're going to try to make it not overly, like, long, but, you know, we're going to try to fit everything.
Yeah, because I don't really necessarily know Lindo.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Like, I know David.
Yeah.
But,
you know, like
we're with each other almost every day.
Yeah. So, but like, to be honest, we kind of save the juicy shit for the podcast, you know, like we kind of like, wait, don't talk about that. Wait till we shoot, because we want to make it organic as possible, you know. So we're going to do that this episode, and we're going to kind of go down the line, talk about, you know, how we grew up, what we did, where we came from. All that, you know?
So let's start with you, dude.
Facts, like, why are
you talking about already, like,
you might as well give me the
right. I'm hyping everything up. All right.
Yeah, you might as well.
So I grew up here in Tallahassee, Florida in 2003. I'm 21 right now. And I was born in TMH Hospital. You know where that is. And to be honest, since I was a little kid, I don't know where I was, you know?
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Bro, it's just
like, no, I was,
he just popped out.
Yeah, I was, I knew I was born in TMH, but I'm saying from an infant to like five, I have no recollection of like where.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, so like, fast forward to that, I think I went from Panama City back to here. I think I went to Indiana. I think, I don't know, like, I know I went up north for, like, a year, but I was, like, three, you know? Hmm. So I don't remember. But I came back here, and I went to Fort Bradenton, which is down Highway 20.
Correct. Shout out to Highway 20.
Yep. Shout out to Highway 20, I'm going to be honest. No.
I don't think the viewers know about Highway 20. Yeah, unless you're
if you do, good for you.
He's like, nah, bro, I'm from New York.
Don't find out. Like, don't find out. All right.
Yeah,
so, like, yeah.
Keep going, though, bro.
I grew up on Highway 20. Like, I grew up for a couple years on Highway 20. And, bro, that was, like...
ghetto as fuck.
Ghetto. So ghetto. Like, I came from, like, trenches, bro. Oh,
my God. We've been there.
Yeah. So, I grew up there, and then I moved. My parents got divorced. So, my mom moved out. She moved in the city. And then I lived with her for a year. So, like, we're starting in middle school now. I'm going to Cobb, if you know where Cobb is. I go to Cobb for a year, and I joined the band program. I wanted to do something, so I joined the band program. I wanted to be a trumpet player, but that didn't work out. There was too many trumpet players, bro. Everybody wanted to play.
Musician.
Brass.
Yeah, no.
Brass.
Everybody wanted to be a trumpet player, bro. like everybody, and I didn't make the cut. So I was like, what's the easiest instrument that's kind of like similar to a trumpet? So I was like, trombone. So I played trombone.
Honestly, I didn't think you was a music guy. That's like I know you love music,
yeah.
But I'm saying, like, in the back of the day, like, I didn't think you was a music dude. Because, like, the way I met him, Lindo, homie, we would just usually just skate. Like, skate all the time. Sure. Yeah, because I was a huge skateboarder.
I'm what you call a hobbyist. That's valuable. I was, like, you know, I played in band. I was a semi-professional bowler.
Did you play any, like, sports?
Yeah, I was in track.
Bowling's a sport.
A bowling?
Yeah.
Bowling facts.
Yeah, but like not. Facts.
Not a physical sport, but
the only sport I actually played was track.
Okay.
But like,
homie said here, he's
a runner. He's a track star. Y'all. Okay, but anyways, okay. So I was in band sixth grade. That's where I kind of started this whole band thing, and then I moved back to Fort Bradenton seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, when Fort Bradenton. It was the same school, as you know now, the rapper Lil Tyler. That's where he went, and his sister. And I was friends, because Lil Tyler, he's younger than me. He's, like, in my brother's age. But his sister was the same age as me. And I would hang out with her best friend and her all the time.
That's wild.
And it was just, like, looking back at it now, I was like, bro, like, I hang out with your sister, like, all the time. That shit's crazy. And, like, he's just all the way up now. Like, good for him, bro.
Yeah, homie's, like, the face of the city.
Yeah, and it's fact I went to the same... The fact that I went to the same middle school as him is fucking bonkers, bro. It's like, man.
That is
you,
cool,
you
though,
came bro. Up from that place, bro, like...
To who he is today.
Yeah, to who he is today. So, like, him and his sister, like, crazy. But... yeah, I went to Fort Bradenton seventh grade year, but like halfway to the end of that year, my mom decided to move to California because she started talking to this guy that is now my stepdad, and he lived out in California because he was doing some crazy shit at the time. He was doing like production, like he was the art director of Jersey Shore, Mythbusters.
Wait, what?
Party
Jersey
down south.
Shore.
Yeah,
this
so,
escalated.
Yeah, this escalated really fast.
Okay, so so my stepdad,
about, like the homie, like DJ Polly, like DJ.
Yeah, yeah, DJ Polly Shore. You know, what? All them, the whole crew. So my stepdad was the main. He was the guy that made like you know all the shit in their house, like the paintings, the fucking, all the art shit.
Right.
All the art shit that was in the house, like the everything in the set. That was my stepdad. He was the one that coordinated all that shit. So like that's what he did out in California. So my mom moved out there first, and then my mom was like, guys, move out with me, like, start a new life. And, you know, it was like Tallahassee was like Tallahassee, you know? Yeah. It was like if you had the option, like I had the option at the end of the day, I'm my own person, you know? But like it was like it's California, it's a whole different, and I'm glad I took it because California is like a whole different place. So we moved to California at the end of seventh grade. And then go for eighth grade. And I'm still in the band program, you know. And I'm just in the band program, which is totally different there. Like everything is... It's such a crazy culture shock going from Tallahassee, Florida, to California. Because everything is so different. The gas prices gas is expensive.
You brought that up first. You know it was trouble.
No, gas is expensive. That's the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear California is gas. Because, like, gas was, like, $4 there in 2016.
Okay, so it was you,
$4
you came
in 2016.
From the gas, and then the gas.
No, we came from the gas. I'm not going to lie. The weed there is crazy.
Nah, bro, I bet, because, like, I'm only from Tally, so, like, I can't imagine, bro, that's wild.
Yeah, no, if you were going down to the, like, dispensaries down there, it's, bro, a whole different level. But, yeah, so I started going to school, like, down there, whole different vibe. Definitely had to, like, figure out where my thing was. And kind of going back, I've never been in a school more than a year or 2 years. I was always bouncing around schools. So I was the type of kid that really didn't have, like, I was good at making friends because I had to, you know? that's why you guys know me now. I could get along with anyone.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm the type of person, like I could, doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, I could get along with you.
Right.
Because I had to adapt to that because I was moving around so much, you know? So it's just a whole different place. And I met so many like crazy people, you know, like there's this place called The Village. It was like our mall. It was like this outside mall and there was like Tudor houses everywhere. I saw the drummer for Motley Crue in the bathroom.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, taking like, a leak.
Yeah, casual. Taking a leak, just casual. That's cool. I'm like, oh, I'm in California, bro.
How big is this mall? Like, it's huge? Like,
no, it's not like big. Square, it's like... it's kind of like the kind of situation that, like, the mountain I'm in is, it's like a resort town, so all the rich motherfuckers are going up, kind of just chillaxing. So, like, they would just come up to retreat. Like, right. that's where I was.
Okay,
like,
cool.
It wasn't busy, but it was, like, where, if you know, you know.
Right.
Like Beyonce had a house up there. The Beach Boys had a house up there. Motley Crue had a house up there.
Did you get an
autograph?
I'm still on that, like, low-key.
No, I didn't, because I was just shell-shocked. Like, I didn't have a pin on me. But I was
like,
just,
I
like...
I know you're leaking, my guy, but, like, you could sign that real quick.
Yeah.
You wash your hands.
So, definitely. You came from that. To who you are now, which is remarkably crazy, because you know I've known you for so long.
Bro seemed like he lived like five lives.
Right. So like, what made you come to Tally?
What made me come to Tally? It was one, my stepdad that was working. He was just working way too much because like, the job he had, it was just overly demanding. Like he did the production stuff, which was just, it was just. Non-stop, like he was working like every single show. He was working like 80 hours a week, you know.
Okay.
So like it just became, it became too much for him. And his mom was starting to get sick, which lived here, so it was kind of like a sign. He was like overly working and his mom's sick, so he was like, let's just go back.
Right.
And
so he let it all go.
Yeah, he let it all go. Like it was definitely a hard choice, but not to say like his boss loved him. Like, he was a really good worker. Like, any day he would go back to California and do the same shit. Like, not to say that, you know? But, like, yeah, it was just too much for him. But, like, yeah, we came back here. But before that, we were bouncing back between California and Florida every summer and fall. I would just, like, go back, see my dad was still in Tallahassee. So we would come back during the summer and we would see my dad, and then we'd come back during the fall and see my mom.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that's when we met you.
Right.
That's when I met you.
Uh-huh.
And I think I met you around 7th grade, and I was like, who the fuck is this dude? Yeah, and I started hanging out with you.
I was a wild kid again.
So it began.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Like I was like skating, bro. That's what I was doing. And I was skating and like you know, I met this man from a guy named Dylan, and like, what's it called? We just like connected from there, bro. Like, there was times like in high school where I would skip school, like dead ass skip school to go skate with this guy. Like, I swear.
Oh, that was insane. We were so deep into that. The reason was, like, I was so like passionate about skating with you guys was back in California. Me, my brother, and a couple of his friends, we were deep into the skating scene there. And we had friends that started this company called Iffy Skate in high school.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, like we helped them do this. Like back in the day, they made this clothing brand called Iffy Skate, and we were, like, we were all with them on that. And you know what's crazy? I actually have the rights to Iffy Skate. So if I ever wanted to start it up, I could do it. Like, just make it its whole own thing. Because I texted him. I was like, hey, like, I'm doing all this shit. Like, can I get the rights to it? Like, it's fire. Because it was just a high school thing, and you just cut it off. But we were always into the skating culture there. And then going back to Florida, it was just like, you know, same thing in California. We just skated. Right. And that's how we really bonded, was we were going to the skate park. We were skating around. We were making vlogs. Like, we were always recording. since we were kids, we were always were in the content mindset. Like, we always wanted to, like, record. We always wanted to do something. We were always creative. No matter what, we were doing creative stuff.
Yeah, I remember when, like, bro, like, I remember when I was in high school. I would do vlogs with this guy. I swear, bro.
I think y'all showed me some of those clips.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's an old thing, bro. Like, I'm talking, like, freshman year of high school. No, I was a sophomore. He was a freshman, bro. It was crazy. Oh, my God. But back in those cringy days, man. I mean, it was cool. I'm not going to count. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I mean, like, it made me who I am today. That's wild, man.
So we went back, like, we kept on going back and forth, and then we finally made the decision to go back to Tallahassee for good. And we were both going back and forth, me and my brother, and we were making all this content, and he was like, you guys were both like, oh, when are you guys going to come back to Tallahassee for sure? Because we miss you guys. And you guys were my only friends. And I was like, you know what? It's actually going to be this year. And we came back and we still bonded as friends. And, like, we just rekindled our friendship there. I went to Lincoln High School to finish my last year off. And I actually established a good friend group in California. And then, because that was the first time I spent, like, a long period of time. And I actually got to make true friends in high school. And then I moved back my last year of high school, and I just lose it all. Because I've never been, like, I never had, like, good friends because I was always switching schools. And for the last year of high school, like, just moving all the way across the country and starting fresh all over again, I just didn't want to, like, try because... You know, it was my last year. I was like,
He said, fuck it.
Yeah, I was fuck it. So I
that was me in high school, though.
I laid under the radar. Like, I didn't do anything, you know. Like I totally regret it because I dropped band. And, dude, I was crazy in band. Like I had perfect pitch. So I could tell, like, anything of anything. Like, I could play. I could hear a song and I could write it, like, in... write it all down and then I could play it. One song I have memory of, you know, the Pure Imagination song from Willy Wonka. I was obsessed with that song and I just played it over and over again, and I made the whole fucking song so I could play it, like, just from hearing it, and I played it perfectly. And I have a whole notebook, I wish I could find it, of just songs like that, you know. So I was really good at that shit, like, and like, I let my ego get the best of me the last year of when I lived in California, because the band kids started getting a little too weird, you know?
Not the band kids getting weird.
They got a little too weird. And I hung out with everybody, so I just wanted to, like, you know, expand my horizons. And I was also in track. I was doing more sports stuff, so I wanted to be more of an athlete than a band kid. I feel like I couldn't do really both, you know, so I dropped it.
And now look at you now, bro. You're a graphic designer, you're a promoter.
But going back to when I was in Tallahassee, instead of band, I wanted to do something.
Right.
You know, because I didn't want to feel useless. So I picked up graphic design. I took a class in graphic design. And I am so thankful. That was probably the best decision I've ever made in my entire life.
Because now he's top five.
Now I do, it's like a job now, you know? So I have this graphic design teacher, and it's crazy to think that the graphic design teacher that taught me how to do Photoshop, she just passed away recently. RIP Miss Bluis, I love you so much. But yeah, I think it was probably about 6 months ago, but her daughter hit me up because I was her best student. Like, I was her best student. I did all of Dylan's work and passed it off as his. Like, I was the best student.
Facts.
And her daughters hit me up and was like, hey, my mother just passed away. And he was like, we would love for you to do, like, all of the funeral designs. And that meant the fucking world to me, bro.
And is that where, like, it picked up everything for, like, you know...
That's where I feel like, yeah, it had like a spark in me that was like, I'm really meant for this shit, dog.
Nah, yeah.
Like, something like that, you know?
It really is, bro. Homies goated as fuck.
Yeah, so, like, I started, you know, doing the graphic design, and then, like, all through high school, and I kind of left it to the side. I had the skill set, but I left it to the side. And then Zeus came around, and he was doing his DJ stuff around the same time. Oof. And he started really picking up on it. Not, like, the first year, but second year, but, like... To be honest, I don't even know when you started, like, going crazy.
So, I started going crazy at literally 2020.
2020?
Like, literally COVID time, bro, I started going crazy.
Basically, like, I left it to the side for a little bit until Zeus was like...
I was like, yo, come live with me.
He was like, come live with me because I was still living at my mom's house and I needed to move out. So, I lived with him and he said, like, oh, I need graphic work. And I was like... You know what's crazy? Like, I got, like, certifications and that shit and everything. I know how to do that. And I just started doing it, and, you know, I just started doing his. And then I used him to get more connections outside to more people, and it just expanded. Yeah. Now I do outlet stuff. Now I do Gainesville stuff. Now I do,
like, a
whole
bunch of side
shit. So, like... So that just comes to where we are today. Like, as a person. Now we're starting a podcast. I met Lindo. Like, you know, and now we're here.
I think meeting Lindo was, like, the most funniest thing in my life.
No, honestly.
I swear, bro.
Like,
I was, like, I don't know what it made me to do content create. Like not content create, I'm sorry. Interviews. That's what I meant to say, specifically interviews. I think J2 was doing interviews at POTS, right?
Yeah.
And, like... J2 was like, yo, you're gonna be my boy. His name is Lindo. I was like, all right, it's cool. Fuck it. Yeah, and I come out of the pods. I mean, Lindo. Bro, Lindo was like the whole different character that, like, I never assumed he was.
Bro,
like,
I fucking love Lindo, bro.
Crazy.
No, because he'll be like outside of the camera. He's like, he's.
Talking on my dog.
Yes, bro. He's chill. But when he's on, when he has to lock in, bro, he is locked in.
It's up.
Yeah,
that's good. So, what made you, like, want to become, like, a interviewer or just a content creator, Lindo?
Crap. Honestly, I'm gonna keep it a bean with you, bro. So, who was it? This, I don't even remember his name. It was Pretty Boy Fredo that I was watching at first, right? I used to play, like, 2K a lot, and I was watching, like, Pretty Boy Fredo, and then when I was, like, watching him. I was like, dang, like, this guy had popped up. Because, you know, when you're watching certain people, Instagram will, like, push out that type of content.
Correct.
So, it was just shooting a bunch of influencers on my feed. And there was this one guy I saw, but I never got his name. But I was like, this content is funny. Like, I want to do that.
Is that, like, how old were you at that time? Like,
dude, I was, like, senior year of high school. And, it was senior year of high school. This was around the time where Curvo Dolo or whatever. The guy who was like, you need a wristband.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this was around that time. I was like, yo, like, these guys are funny. But, like, I was like, I want to do this, like, outside. So I went downtown. My boy was like, you should come with me downtown. I see guys like that all the time. And I went downtown Orlando. And there was literally a bunch of guys out there shooting content. And I was, like, able to be in one of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And after the video, I was talking to him. I was like, dude, be honest. You get a rush from this? He's like, dude, I get an insane rush from this.
Right?
Like, I've always been the guy, like, to be, like, I loved rushes, bro, like, roller coasters, even in sports or anything. Like, I loved anything that made me a rush or, like, people being happy with just doing something that brings other, like, makes more people happy. So I was like, yo, I got to do this. And I spent, like, weeks trying to come up with a name and everything, like, trying to get equipment. And even my name was, like, on some, like, what the heck is that? Because I think my name at first was supposed to be, like, Lindo with the lingo. Uh-huh. Right, and then I was like, this is catchy and all,
it's corny as fuck,
but it's kind of corny.
So no, I was like, I need something different, I need something exotic.
Yeah,
so I was listening to Party Next Door one day on my way to work, and I was like, that's it, Lindo Next
Door.
But Party Next Door wasn't big yet, so I was like, no one's gonna notice,
but now
everyone knows. They're like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro, you took that from PNXD. I'm like, all right, you got it, bro. Like, I ain't even mad at it.
All right. Yeah, Lindo, start from the bottom.
All right, man.
Start from the bottom.
Coming out the womb, like the hospital.
Yep, the hospital, like time, time, yeah, date, like, Addy, everything.
Like, a good, like, rough summer, you feel me?
Newark, New Jersey, right? Born, slid over to Elizabeth, New Jersey, was living with my pops for a good chunk of change, like after New York and whatnot. And Elizabeth, New Jersey was like all my key memories. I ain't gonna lie. I lived with my pops. It was me, my brother, his wife, and my little brother and my little sister, right? We lived there, and I ain't gonna lie, I was
degenerate, bro.
I was a bad kid. I was always doing stuff, but my heart was in the right place. And I know this because I was trying to be involved, but I was also just doing dumb stuff with my brothers and stuff. But like, what I was really into was dance when I was a kid.
Yeah, and okay, you can dance, bro.
Yeah, like my brother and I started a dance team.
Whoa.
And like, bro, we were so raw. We had like a break dancer. We had someone who could do flips. We had someone who could like bone break and like tut. And we were doing good. We started going to like dance battles and stuff and competing underground. And like two of the people that were in our dance crew have been on So You Think You Dance and World of Dance and won.
Where were you at? New Jersey?
New Jersey, yeah, okay. Bro. This dude, bro, like we were getting good. And like my dad didn't know about it the whole time. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He thought I was like just going out to school and whatnot. And then one day we were at like this like performance and my dad was in the crowd. Because it was my little brother had like this convention that was next door or something like that. And he was there for him. And he was like,
they kind of got that shit. Like,
I know this kid. And I could like see his. I'm like, I'm done. I'm cooked. Like, he didn't know at all. Like, and I was like, I got to explain myself. So like after that, I'm not going to lie. That was like seventh grade, eighth grade, because that's all I was doing was really like dancing. And the only thing I was doing outside of dancing that my dad really couldn't find out about was like parkour and martial arts.
You did parkour?
Yeah, my brother's.
Wait, what?
My no brother's way. Friend.
So if I told you to jump over there, would you do it?
Like, not now, not in this bit, but I was good. I ain't gonna lie. Like, my brother.
Do you guys make parkour montages?
Oh, yeah. If I can look hard enough into my old videos, like on Facebook, if I can, like, the account, because it's locked now, but I had like bunch of videos of us like running off roofs and stuff like that, but we were good.
We're gonna try so hard to archive those videos because that shit would be funny.
We were good, bro. Like, his name was Justice, I think, and his dad owned a dojo. So like, and his brother was actually really good, but we would always train there after school and then go to like our dance practices. Mm-hmm. But in those 30-40 minutes we would learn like a bunch of crap. So one day we had ran into a dude who was like, yo, there's a jungle gym local. You guys should pull up. And we pulled up. This guy was teaching us every day for like 30 minutes how to do certain flips. But he thought nothing of it. Whole time, we were taking those moves and like using them to like jump off buildings and stuff like that. But he thought he was just being like a cool dude teaching kids tricks. Whole time, I was like, appreciate it, man. I can't wait to do a cartwheel in my backyard. Yeah, whole time, no. I'm doing that on somebody's roof, like being stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just doing dumb stuff. And once I got to, like, eighth grade, I stopped, and I kept with the dance thing. But my dad was like, you got to go to Florida. You guys, like, live with your mom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, boo. So I moved to Florida, and that's
what was, like, the actual, like.
Oh, because like, I was just doing too much stuff.
Yeah.
I was just, you know what I'm saying? Like, between the
parkour. You're too lit out here, bro. Yeah, I was just doing too much stuff. You got to go to the, you got to go to the second littest. Because we were getting in trouble
doing that parkour stuff. Like, yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, nah, you got to go live with your mom. So
from there, going to Orlando.
Yeah.
Were you the same kid or were you a different kid?
I flipped the switch entirely. Like, I was actually so upset about moving. I didn't make friends till like junior year.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk to nobody. I just was like, I'm here to get in and get out. And I'm going to move back home. I was so fixated on going to, like, go back home. Uh-huh. So I was really quiet. And then
you went to college there, too, right?
UCF, right? So this is where it got, like, really wicked, right? So sophomore year, I ran into this dude. And he was, like, talking to me. And he was like, oh, I got to go. Like, at the end of the conversation, he was in a rush. I was like, dude, you're dope. Like, why are you in a rush? He's like, I got to go to wrestling practice. I was like, dude, put me on.
Dude, put me on.
Come on. So I went there, started wrestling in the off season. It was pretty dope. I got super addicted. And that's what, like, my whole, like, senior year was about, was just, like wrestling and all that stuff. And then outside of that, on my spare time, I was drumming.
Whoa.
Because someone I was hanging out with outside of school was in a band.
You know what's crazy? I didn't know any of this. I didn't even know this man was a fucking drummer. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Dude, I wouldn't even be surprised.
Bro. Yeah, no, honestly.
In that time period, I learned.
This man was doing parkour. Yeah. This man's a drummer. This man's a wrestler. Like, this man was on a dance team.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, he, in that time frame, like, during the school year, like, during the day, I was a wrestler or whatever. You know, that's all I cared about. But outside of that, when I wasn't doing that, I was drumming. And he was in a band, so I learned how to play all these instruments because I would always, like, bother the other musicians, like, yo, teach me. So I learned how to play the trumpet. I learned how to play the bass. I learned how to play the electric guitar. I learned how to play the piano.
That was, like, kind of me, too, low-key.
Yeah, like, I could play at least a little bit of every instrument.
The only thing that we have in common is the dancing part.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
because, like, I used to be in a lot of dances. Like, I used to be a quinceañera boy. And, like, if people that doesn't know what quinceañera is, basically it's, like, when a girl turns 15. And that's, like, mostly, like, a Hispanic culture thing.
Oh, yeah. He
and
was fucking that dance floor up.
I would enter a lot. I was in, like, 15 to, like, 20 quinceañeras, bro. Like, yeah.
I've only been expensive. A one in my life. I've been in a
two.
Life.
Wait. One, maybe two.
Oh, I've been in a one.
I'm certified.
Bro. But this is more you, right?
Yeah. Back to you. But I learned how to do every instrument and I was good at it, but then I was like, dude, it's becoming a lot because eventually I joined his band.
Oh, okay.
So cuz his drummer had to, like, move far, far away. I think he moved to, like, called? Nebraska. Huh?
What was the band
Bro,
called?
They kept changing the name. We never had one name.
Like, what was
a couple? Leaf. Bro, the name was kind of out of pocket. The name was kind of out of pocket. It. Leaf Queef. It was
what?
Yeah, the name was kind of pocket. That was one of the
names, right?
And then it was, like, another name, but, like, bro, they kept changing the name.
Leaf is crazy,
bro. We were low key raw though. We were low.
Like, what kind of music did you guys play?
Alternative. Yeah.
Facts. Okay. That's cool,
but like. Yeah, it was mainly alternative. I can't even lie. But, like,
we listened to it on Spotify.
I can't pull none of it up. Like, I deleted all the for storage. I just deleted a lot of it. Like. But I don't got much of it.
Put that shit on the cloud.
I might have to do that so you guys could use that. Like, we need to archive that for real so y'all can see that. But eventually, I ended up letting that stuff go, and I, like, tried to go pro, like, with the whole martial arts thing, got hurt, bruised my spinal, let that go. So I was, like, fresh out of high school or whatever, and I was, like, you know, college was in. And I was, like, dude, I need to change the scenery. So my boy was, like, my boy from high school was, like, come to Tally. I was like, why not? So I picked up my stuff, moved all the way to Tally. In the first year, I didn't talk to nobody. I kept my head down. I just worked. And then, like, my second year, I started talking a little bit more, made some friends. And, like, it was all right. But I started going out more. When I started going out more, I was like, dude, I kind of want to get back into content creation because there's so many kids out here.
You didn't go into it, but when did you start content creation?
Like, this was around the time.
In college?
Yeah, like, I started shooting content, like, around that college time frame when I was living around UCF. But it kind of died down quick for me because I was like, I got, like, no support out here for this. Like, I had no homies that were down. And, like, the few people I tried to get on the train with me, they didn't want to do it for real. So I let it go.
How was the, like, whole scene down there? Because, you know, we think about moving to Orlando soon-ish. Like, how is lit. The...
I ain't gonna lie. Lit. Orlando is the place down to be. There.
Yeah.
To shoot content. I just, 100%. Like I said, I didn't have the support system back there.
But if we go out there...
It'll be a movie. It'll literally be a movie. Because I didn't have this down there. Like, it was just me. So I let it go. But when I moved here and I started hanging out, you know, that's how I met J2, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Met J2. Started... J2, like, motivated me to get back into it. He was like, well, dude, if you did it before and you didn't have the support system, like... You got the support system out here. There's
shout out J2.
Yeah, he was like, there's tons of content creators out here. You just got to want it. You got to be consistent.
Fuck it, yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Let's rock out. So I started doing it. And one of the days that I was out recording, he introduced me to Zeus. And I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be honest. I was already getting ready to let go of content creating again. Like, for real. Right around the time where I met Zeus. But I shot this video with Zeus.
Oh, my God, bro. When I remember that, like,
whole... The Pots one?
Bro, the Pot. Every single video that you made with Zeus, I was like, bangers. Who the fuck is this dude,
literally,
bro?
Bangers.
Who the fuck is this dude?
He's... Like, I was borderline...
He's crazy.
...getting ready to let go of content creating again.
No, he let that spark
that
in.
Flip
bro,
right
I swear
on.
To God, you and Zeus with that, like, the food truck thing, it's like bread and butter, bro.
Like, I love it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is why I got back into it. So, I remember I got home, Zeus sent me the clips. I was watching it, and I was like, dude, this guy's aura. Like, I said, I would be stupid to stop recording. Like, I got to keep shooting these videos, especially when I see him in the city and he has the free time. Like, I got to get back into it. So I got back into it, and, like, I think one day, it was after a gig, and Zeus was like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, man. My boy David, he has this idea about this, like, cooked podcast. Woot, woot, woot. And he says, bro, I know, like, to think of someone I want to bring it up to, it would be you. Yeah, and I was like, yo, like, hit me with it. Starts breaking down the ideas. I'm like, dude, this is gas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I need to meet this dude.
Because when I met you, bro, like, I already knew who you were, mm-hmm. and I've seen the videos, and in the back of my head, I was like, dude, he's a good contestant. And the fact, you know, it was just, we already talked about this before on the podcast, but, like, it was just like,
I knew right then and there when Zeus brought it up, I was like, this is the thing right here.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was just kind of like the, we just know. So, like, we just kind of just let it be.
I really appreciate it, bro.
Facts. Yeah. I was literally like, you don't understand, Zeus. I was borderline letting go of content creation already.
That's why I'm glad to inspire you again.
Oh, me.
And the fact, bro, I'm not.
Like,
bro.
You, that's really you, bro. Like, no cap.
No, all of, bro, you be carrying food truck on your spinal.
I be doing what I can. I be trying to do
what
I can.
Yeah, the interview,
bro,
you really got.
You guys have been killing it. We have the group chat. We're always keeping consistent, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I love you guys for that, bro.
Like, but it's crazy because, like, explaining that Zeus stopped me from content creating, I mean, almost, like, prevented me from stopping from content creating, but I still didn't know at the time how big of a DJ Zeus was. That's what's crazy to me, bro. I just knew he was DJing, but, like, once I started hanging out with him and, like, seeing how people treat him in public, I'm like, Zeus, bro, you're a DJ? Like, for real? He's like, yes, bro. I thought you did this on the side, cuz.
Yeah, no, he does this shit for real.
So, but I didn't know gets that. Annoying. Like, I didn't know that much about you. Like,
so low-key, basically, how all that happened, bro, for me to become who I am today. So
shit, are we switching off right now?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, I need to know this. Off. Like, facts.
All right. Tell me how it all started.
Okay, so of course I've always influenced what you were doing, because that's what I wanted to do on the side. Like, be, like, a vlogger or, like, some type of, like, interviewer. But, like, bro, music was always in my heart, bro. Music was always in my heart, bro. And then it would always, like, I think anyone can relate to this, bro. Whenever someone put their headphones in or just, like, plug it in the aux. Like,
they just sink.
They just sink in with the music, right? Nice. Exactly, right? I bet you guys do. Bro, so I'm going to make this pretty short. So I grew up poor. I grew up very poor. I grew up very, very poor. My mom, my dad, they're basically illegal. So they're basically illegal. They're from Mexico. So Mexicano. And what's it called? We came to Tally. I was born in Denver, Colorado, which is crazy. I was raised here in Tally, like, my whole life, bro. And my mom, my dad immediately went straight to work. I grew up in, like, these, like, apartments. Bro, it was bad, bro. My dad will wake up 7 in the morning, go cook at this one breakfast spot till 4 p.m., and then go straight to his next job, which is like a construction job, and then end the night and do that every day.
Wicked.
Wicked, right? Exactly. That's where I got my hustle, actually, technically. And my honestly, mom. Yeah. My mom was a hustler.
My dad did that, too, but that would, like, at least I would still get to see him, like, throughout the day.
No, I would not get to see him.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't get to see my dad. I would always be around my mom, my sister, and this is before my little brother came out. And then, like, fast forward, you know, I'm turning, like, 7, 8 years old. My brother comes in, you know, popped out of the womb.
Type shit.
Nah, but anyways. And then, you know, I get to see my dad finally. But he's still, like, working, like, these other jobs and shit. My mom cleaned houses. So, like, my mom's a straight hustler. I love my mom to death, bro. Like,
it's, I love her, too.
Bro, like, it's wild.
I just met,
like,
her. She's awesome.
Yeah, she cleans houses, you know, she make sure she puts.
She
puts
just cleaned our house.
Huh?
She just cleaned our house.
Cleaned my house. Yeah,
she's like, shout out.
She's awesome. I help my mom on that.
Yeah. Shout out Zeus's mom for that one.
I don't know, cause I don't like my mom, like, clean, do all the work. Bro.
I didn't make her do my room, cause I feel bad, but she cleaned the fuck out of my bathroom. That shit squeaky clean.
Anyways, you feel? yeah, bro, and what's it called? Yeah, so. What really got me into music, I was like 14. No, bro. Fucking like This is when Avicii was like a thing. Oh, so Avicii, you're talking about like Avicii. Yeah, Rip Avicii, bro. Bro. I'm actually gonna get a tattoo of that sooner or later. Oh, yeah. So a song get called "Wake Me Up." Ooh. Yeah, like "Wake Me Up." And I'm not saying it, but it's a banger. Bro, tell me how I felt those chills. I felt those chills. Chased it. I chased those chills. I don't know what it was. I just chased those chills, bro.
I feel that.
And then next thing you know it, I'm learning about EDM. I'm learning about rap. Because I'm in Tally. That's all we do. Is all we hear is rap and R&B. So I learned about rap, R&B. And I was kicking it with the Americans, too. You know, the my boys. And they were teaching me, like, country. They were teaching me, like, it was, like, SoundCloud rap and shit. But, like, okay. It's cool. Like,
you were learning
cool.
everything.
I was learning everything. Like, you know, like, Miami Bounce and shit. It's cool. Like, I fuck with it. I'm Latino, so, like, I learned, like, cumbia, merengue, bachata, all of that, whatever, because I was in a big quinceañera boy. But, you know, my mom's and my dad is Mexican, so they taught me all of that. And I got, like, both worlds. You know, I got both worlds. And I had a couple homies that were listening to EDM, but they weren't very passionate about it compared to me. But EDM, bro, like, it really, like, pursued me to, like, be who I am today. Like, Bro, EDM gives me chills. It just gives me chills. It
tickles your brain.
Yeah, bro. It tickles your brain. Bro, and
you don't even know about this yet, Lindo. Yeah, we are dragging you out to the next outlet show just so you know, bro.
EDC is the one I'm really like looking to hopefully make to that. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's going
to
change your life.
Yeah, bro. So I was like 15. Like I was in high school. Bro, like in high school, I didn't care about school.
Type shit.
I deadass did not care about school, bro. I just... I even told my mom, like, I wanted to drop out. I wanted to drop out of high school for...
But you finished.
But I finished high school because why I did that is because, you know, I'm my mom's first child. So, like, to be the first child to drop out of high school, it would have been wicked, bro. So I was like, nah, fuck that. I got to complete high school and then go straight to DJing. Like, there would be, like, guidance counselors telling me, like, yo, you got to, like, go to college. DJing is not a job. DJing doesn't get you this. It doesn't get you that. I didn't care. I did not care. Fuck. I didn't care. I was like, yo, bump that. I'm going to be who I am. That's who I wanted to be since I was 14. And next thing you know it, 2020 comes in. COVID is wicked, bro. COVID is tough. But luckily, I made something out of it. Yeah. Like, literally, I did this little house party where it brought down 300 people. And we were on the news for it because it was like a COVID outbreak.
Oh,
yeah, you're not supposed to have that many
people
in the
crib, bro. No,
because
the whole, like, you know, 10
6 feet, bro.
Yeah,
300 people is nasty.
Exactly. So
where was this at?
Like Red Point or something? Like, oh, I don't know. Somewhere around wild. There. I don't know. But point is, it's been a while. Point is, bro, it's literally like 10. We only survived to like 10 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Whoa!
And yeah, so like
300 people showed up in that time frame.
Yes, exactly. Because it was no movement.
Bro. Oh yeah,
bro, yeah. So think like, about how like fiend you were like get like, out the crib,
get out of the crib,
especially
so,
in
like,
Tallahassee.
People were like, yo,
I get that.
What's the move? What's the next move? And they were like, yo, let's follow the DJ. And I'm like, I'm talking about, I got my little board like this size.
Yeah, the Newmark.
I got my like sound system in my backpack.
Bro like, got like half a pot in it on him right now.
I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then I followed this one guy because he had a truck and I just hopped on with him. And his name was Tito. So I hopped on with Tito. And then like, bro, talking about like 12 to 15 cars started following us, bro. And we just went to like apartments, to houses, to apartments to like 3 in the morning. Bro, that rush... That rush, I just started chasing it. I got a gig at Cancun's. I did weddings. I did quinceañeras. And then after that, I got into Bajas for the first time. Bro, that shit gave me more chills even more. Because, like, we're talking about Bajas. I'm, like, 18.
Yeah, Bajas.
I'm, like, 18. I'm, Bajas like, 18. I'm, like, yo, like, this is crazy. 18 at Bajas, turning 19, going to Recess, the Strip.
Jeez.
20 going to, like, Gainesville. Hitting Miami, hitting like Orlando, bro. And I'm 22. I'm only 22 right now. So it's like now I have this like name and like I play at Potbellies right now. I play at Baja still to this day. Making movement outside of Tally. I'm going to Gainesville. It's a blessing, bro. It's a really good blessing. And if I had to tell this to my 14-year-old self, I would want to tell him like, yo, you're gonna make it. Trust. Just keep holding on. Because I was so close to give up. I was so close to give up. And me talking about this made me want to cry. But but it's like, bro, like I wanted to give up.
It's inspiring, bro.
Like I wanted 100%. To give up, bro. And for anyone that wants to become a DJ, do it. Facts. I don't see what's wrong about it. Do it.
Do what you love.
Yeah, do what you love, bro.
Nonetheless, do what you love, bro.
And like what you wanted to do as a like a content creator, like, bro, do it. Facts. I don't see no problem with it.
And it's your ambition. Like I said, I was borderline gonna stop again, but this time I was gonna stop for good. But Zeus's thrive, his energy, for like Aura. On top of that, I was like, yeah, I gotta keep recording him. But just Aura and energy and ambition, this man won't stop. Like he can't sit still.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not gonna
he's
lie.
He's always going. And that's I was why like, bro, I gotta keep.
I'm
going, bro.
I am blessed to have you in my life, and the people I surround myself with by the default, just because you guys have that drive. So it just makes me want to have that drive. And we just keep on going and going.
Needs that.
And going.
Yeah, I really appreciate for everyone like tuning into this podcast. Yeah, it may be pretty long, but, you know.
Now y'all know.
You
know what I'm saying?
Y'all know what we're about.
You know, like I said, thank you for tuning into the
Cooked official podcast
with your boy, DJ Zeus in the building.
Little Next Door.
And Dibble. Peace out. We'll see you in the next episode.
Crashed.